In September, the Trump administration rolled back Obama-era protections for Dreamers. These are the immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Dreamers studying and working in the Valley are worried they might not be allowed to stay, and they're letting our politicians know it. I recently attended a rally in Glenwood Springs and learned some of their stories.
It's cold, huh?
Yeah.
All right, but to start off, I want to thank every single one of you for coming out here.
The crowd gathering outside Glenwood Springs High School isn't deterred by the cold. Many are Dreamers, and they say their lives are on the line. Getsemani Grajales is one of them. She was 15 when she and her two little sisters crossed the U.S.-Mexico border.
They had us in this little trailer full of 60 people. It was July. It was so hot. We didn't have any food.
They came to be with their mom, who was here working.
That was my main reason. That was my motor to protect my sisters, because I wanted to see my mom again.
But even after they reunited, Getsemani says she was still fearful being undocumented. She calls this living in the shadows.
I was afraid of going to school, afraid of driving to school, afraid of asking for a job. I felt like my body was here, but I was somewhere else.
In 2012, she had just earned a physics degree when President Obama signed the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Policy, or DACA. People like Getsemani were temporarily shielded from deportation. She could get a driver's license and a work permit.
So I could go anywhere I wanted with my bachelor's degree and be able to work here legally.
But
it was never going to allow for any immigration status for these young people, because that requires a change in the law.
That's Violeta Chapin. She's a law professor at CU Boulder.
The DREAM Act is a little bit of a unicorn, since it doesn't exist, actually.
But if it existed, if it were passed, it would be that change in the law, Chapin says. It would give someone like Getsemani status and put her on a path towards citizenship.
Out of your day, call Scott Tipton. Call his office.
Alan Munoz is on the loudspeaker. He's an 18-year-old college student and says he's been terrified since the Trump administration rescinded DACA in September. He's tired of the DREAM Act not existing.
And I mean a clean DREAM Act, not the DREAM Act that they have in Congress right now. No more money for more border security, no more money for more immigration reinforcement, and no more money for a stupid wall!
Violeta Chapin doesn't think Republicans will agree to protect Dreamers and not fund things like more immigration enforcement.
They have a majority in Congress, and they have no incentive to pass a clean DREAM Act when they could get other things. And right now, quite frankly, the Democrats don't have much bargaining power.
Here in Colorado, there is bipartisan support for the DREAM Act. Senators Michael Bennett, a Democrat, and Cory Gardner, a Republican, co-sponsored this year's bill.
I said Tipton!
The group in Glenwood Springs is focused on Representative Scott Tipton. In a statement, Tipton says he supports a, quote, common sense and compassionate solution for Dreamers. But he also says he wants a more secure border to prevent illegal immigration. As the politicians figure out where they stand, the clock is ticking. DACA expires in March, and if Congress fails to act, Dreamers would lose their ability to work here. They could be deported. Getsemani Grajales got a taste of this a few weeks ago. She had renewed her DACA paperwork, but didn't have it in hand yet. She thought she was going to lose her job.
It was as if I was carrying a backpack full of rocks, and I was sleeping with the backpack full of rocks, and I would wake up with a backpack full of rocks, and I felt so stressed and so tired.
But the papers eventually came. Getsemani says if there's one thing she can share with her fellow Dreamers, it's just that, the ability to dream.
Yes, we may not be here tomorrow, but we might. Yeah. We might get to stay.
Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.